Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Lydia Stanley, is the worship leader for the great revival going on in Mobile, Alabama, called Bay of the Holy Spirit Revival. And she, as we found out all this week, she was handpicked by God before the foundation of time to be the worship leader of this revival. And you're so blessed, Lydia. But you know, there's something I heard about you. Before revival came, you would go to church every service. You wouldn't miss a service for 5 years. Why?
It's true. It's true. Well, I remember that when the revival at Brownsville broke out, Lyndall Cooley had been out of the country on a missions trip, so he had missed the Father's Day, you know, the initiation of the revival. Of course, he came back and was in the revival for its entirety, but I knew, I didn't know when, I had no idea when, but I knew that God would move again, and I was so scared that if I took a Sunday off, he would come when I was gone, that I would not. I did not take a Sunday off in almost 5 years, because I just knew he would come when I was gone, and I'm not missing it. I'm not going to miss anything.
Well, of all the miracles that you have seen, one was a personal friend of yours.
Right.
Tell me about this woman that was in an automobile accident and for 23 years was confined to the life of a wheelchair. Was she actually paralyzed from the waist down, or what was her condition?
She was. She was fully paralyzed from the waist down. Delia Knox, she could not walk. And I met Lady Delia when in 2007. We Miss Brenda Kilpatrick, pastor's wife, took me to their church one Sunday, and I got to meet her for the first time, and she was leading worship in her wheelchair, and she would say things like, "I'm not letting the chair I'm in hold me back, so don't let yours hold you back." That's just how she is. She's an amazing worshiper, and we immediately just felt that connection.
But there was a point where you believed that she would be healed. When was that?
That's right. That would have probably been in 2008. And Pastor Delia, she didn't really talk about her condition very much. She just never made an issue of it. And so it's not really a subject that you would talk about with her or bring up with her. But one night I did, and I told her, I said, "You know, I don't want to say something that would offend you, but I do want to tell you something." And she said, "Well, what is it, sweetheart?" And I said, "The day will come." I said, "You know what? I've never seen anybody deal with a challenge like what you faced with this kind of dignity and grace. And it's amazing that you've dealt with it like this. But the day will come, and mark my words, when I will dance with you when you get out of that chair." And she said, "You know what? I believe that." And I said, "Good. We don't ever have to talk about it again." And do you know, we never brought that back up until she came to the revival on August the 27th of 2010.
Now, did you have any thought that that was going to be her night?
I had no earthly idea. I didn't know she was coming.
I was watching you react, because we're making available these four DVDs called Revival Rewind, and they caught your reaction and what you did when you saw this friend of yours that had been you never saw her out of a wheelchair, am I right?
That's right. I had no idea that that would be her night. But when they brought her in that night, I know Pastor Delia well enough to know that she usually avoids healing meetings, because sometimes when people see someone in a wheelchair, they will make a spectacle of that person. And maybe they have the best of intentions, but it can be very difficult for the person in the chair. So I knew that she might not come back. So when they wheeled her in, I said, "Jesus, while you're doing miracles tonight, please get my friend up out of that chair." But that was just my prayer. I didn't know that that would really be her night. And we worshiped while Nathan prayed with her. We worshiped for I don't even know how long, maybe 30, 45 minutes. And when she stood up for the first time, she stood up. Nobody pulled her up. She stood up. And I knew that was miraculous because the nerves had been severed. So when she did that, Sid, I ripped my headphones off, and I jumped off the platform and ran down beside her because all I knew was if she was getting her miracle on that night, I was going to be right there with her because that's what I had told her in 2008. So all I knew was I was going to be right there in the thick of it with her, and I was. And, of course, we got to see her take her first steps that night. And she wasn't able to walk without assistance that first night. She had to have some support because of the, you know, the muscles they had been atrophying.
Listen, I saw on the video after she had a chance to do a little exercise and get her muscles back in shape. I saw that woman confined to a wheelchair for 23 years, paralyzed because of a severed nerve. No way medically she would ever walk again. I saw her walking in high heels.
Oh, she walked across the stage in stilettos, and she marched just like she was in the military. She was marching to the beat of the drums and leading worship with me. And I tell you, Sid, that was an amazing moment. That's the first time we had led worship eye to eye. And she walked over by my keyboard, and I thought, oh, my God, what my eyes have seen. I've seen the wonders of the Lord right before my very eyes. And for it would have been an amazing miracle for it to have been anybody, but for it to have been a friend of mine, wow.
I want this to be a wow moment for you, because what Lydia Stanley has done, because all these great miracles, many of them are happening right during the worship, is she recorded the best of the best worship songs and made a CD called Bay of the Holy Spirit Revival Worship. And then there are four DVDs that has caught the highlights of the entire revival. The anointing goes from glory to glory to glory. I was at the revival, and I can honestly say, as strong as the anointing was, it wasn't as strong on these four as it is on these four DVDs. And tell me about the selection we're going to play right now of your songs called Our God.
Well, actually, one of the it was the Saturday night after the Friday night the revival broke out. The following night, we saw an amazing miracle. We saw deaf ears, about six people that had been severely hearing impaired, immediately got healed while we were singing about, and the song, of course, it's talking about our God is greater, our God is stronger, our God is higher than any other.
Our God is the healer.
And he's the healer. And we were singing that, and while we were singing that, and Nathan was praying for these six people with deafness, they immediately, their ears popped wide open. So Our God has become one of the great anthems of the revival. It's one of their favorite songs because it says, and if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us?
And to see these lyrics become reality before your very eyes, night after night after night, no wonder it's the most popular song at the revival. Let's hear a little bit of Our God.
No one like you. to shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other.
That was a selection from Our God, from the brand new worship CD called Bay of the Holy Spirit Revival Worship by Lydia Stanley. She's been my guest all this week. Lydia, many nights you literally can see the glory coming down from the rafters. Describe that to me.
Well, yes, sir. Some nights as we worship, and it's usually toward the end of the service, but you can see the air, you can see the atmosphere change, and the glory will come down and settle in. It's almost like a cloud. It almost looks like a cloud comes in and settles down over the people. You know, and it's remarkable to be able to see that glory and to know that weighty presence of the Lord that we've been talking about, to know that that's with you, to know that that's...
I have never experienced so much glory in my life from a DVD, forgetting being there, from a DVD.
Wow.
Can you, and I'm telling you, those four DVDs and your CD of the best worship music, wherever I put that DVD, the glory appears. And in fact, I don't even understand it. It's a greater glory than I even felt when I went in person, because it is the highlights when God reached down to kiss the people, when miracles were taking place, making the four DVDs and the brand new worship CD by Lydia Stanley available for a gift of $45. And tomorrow's show, miracles will break out. I know. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order only line 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.